The 11 o'clock hour of Wildian's House
begins now. And it begins with one of our favorite things to do on a Friday. Although we don't have any Packers games to do it off of. It's time for our prize picks of the week.
Real projections courtesy of Prize Picks. I don't know if we've ever done this before in our Prize Picks of the Week. The Brewers postseason edition of Prize Picks of the Week.
Oh, boy.
Old T, we got game one projections for the NLDS with the Cubs coming to town tomorrow afternoon. Freddy Peralta is the starter for the Crew. Opening day starter, he gets game one of the NLDS. More or less than 6.5 strikeouts for fastball Freddy tomorrow against the Cubs.
More. I watched some of the Cubs. They're swinging at a lot of stuff. And I think with the next level of playoffs, everything's amped up. More. I like Freddie with more than 6.5.
I like more also over his last five games. Freddy Peralta, 8, 9, 10, 6. And then he left that Cincinnati game after just two innings, so we don't really count that one when he had three. So, yeah, I like that. I'm with you.
If this was not coming off of a full week of rest, I would think otherwise, because I think the bullpen would probably come in earlier. But, yes, given the way that they've been off for 5 days, I'll take the more on 6.5 strikeouts as well for Freddie. Jackson Churio, more or less than 1.5 total bases. And don't get fooled by this one. Not that he ever walks, according to Homer, but walks do not count as part of total bases. You got to hit your way for total bases.
Everybody knows that.
Well, I'm just making. I've made that mistake before on Prize Picks. I was very upset.
That.
I missed
Say
out.
That again.
I missed out on a four bagger once because someone drew a walk. I was all excited about it. Turns out it wasn't part of the total bases. Total bases are
it
only hits. So 1.5 okay. Total bases. For Jackson Churio, meaning either two singles or double, any combination to get more than 1.5. What do you think?
Well, this is going to be an interesting test because, you know, a lot of times you get into postseason play and everybody wants experience, right? Because you've been through it, you know it, you can maybe calm yourself down and you can... Or there's the, I don't know any better. You kind of have that balance, right? Which way is better? I actually think it's better you don't know any better. That actually makes more sense. And the fact that he doesn't walk a ton makes me think he is going to – all he's going to do is hit a double. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be free swinging now. Mm-hmm. He'll be a free swinger now. I'm going more.
In case you're curious about Jackson Churio. I thought about that, and I decided against it.
You read my mind.
Okay. Considered it. I know it was only a three-game series last year, but for a guy who never played playoff baseball before, Jackson Churio was 5-for-11.
Oh, he was good.
He also had a walk.
He didn't know any better.
Two home runs among those five
That's
hits.
Pretty good.
For a batting average of .455, an OBP of .500, and a OPS of .1500. So he was really, really good for a guy who didn't know
Don't
what he was doing. So hopefully
feel
he stays
like
that
he
way.
He needs to be the catalyst, even more so than a Yelich or a Frelick. Don't you kind of feel like
the igniter?
If you had to, one dude was just going to get smoking hot in this tournament. Who you picking?
He'd be the one.
Churio.
He's the one you want.
All right. I think we're all
It'd be cool to have Yelich on a heater also. Yelich would be fun because veteran leader. Everyone would start to look to that, and you'd feel good about it. But Churio's the star. Yeah. They left him on deck in that game three against the Mets after the ninth inning. If he would have come up, you never know. Any of these Brewers players... You got the little ghoulie guy next to him.
The ghoulie.
So you have a little bit more winnings coming your way if you correctly identify any of these players to hit a home run in game one. I'm going to rattle them all off. Tausch, tell me if you want to go with any of them. Yelich, okay. Turang, William Contreras, Jake Bowers, Churio, Isaac Collins, Caleb Durbin,
jeez.
Andrew Vaughn. They're all on the board more or less than 0.5 home runs hit in game one. You like any of them?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Churio just because of what we just talked about. You know, Vaughn is the – that to me is the biggest question mark because I and you can correct me if I'm wrong. He did not finish the season strong.
No, he did not.
Has he reverted to the mean, or is he going to be the guy when he first got brought over being in that hot zone? What do we expect? We're going to need him because let's not kid ourselves. When this team turned it around and really got hot and started becoming, putting the seeds in place to be the best team in baseball, he was the catalyst. Is that fair?
The winning streak in July started when Woodruff came up, or came back, I should say, from being injured.
But Vaughn was just killing. I mean, he was killing it.
He was inserted into the lineup, I think, 2 days after they started the winning streak against the Dodgers. And that's where things did really take off in July. Woodruff and Vaughn were kind of the two that at the same time returned.
Can we win if both, because if Woody doesn't play, which is, I think most of us expect, and Vaughn is what he's been at the end of this season, can we win a World Series?
No.
Jesse, what are you doing over there?
I was waiting for Jason to answer the question.
He was asking you. Somebody had better talk.
My mistake.
My guy Vaughn tailed off. Is that what you're telling me?
So here's what I am optimistic about. If Andrew Vaughn does continue to struggle, Rhys Hoskins, even though he has not had a great season and was injured for much of it, opening the door for Vaughn to take over, has postseason hero on his resume with the Philadelphia Phillies a few years back.
It's true.
So that is the backup option if he's okay. It'd be nice if Andrew Vaughn would return. He's not going to be Barry Bonds, but it'd be nice if he wasn't some dude they call up in the minors who goes 0-20 and they cut him.
Are we sure he's going to be on the postseason roster for this series?
Vaughn?
No.
Hoskins? No.
Hoskins.
I'm not positive about that, no.
Okay. I'm going to take Bryce
Turang.
When
do we get that news?
Finally.
When do they drop that?
I don't know. I think
you don't know. You're a Brewers guy.
I don't know when they drop the roster. I think it's tomorrow morning, but it might be later today. I'll check.
All right, good stuff. Good stuff.
Another
I'm
classic,
on MLB.com.
Another classic. Tausch doesn't know the answer. Asks us hoping we know the answer. We don't, and then he gets
well,
mad at us for not knowing the answer.
You're a Brewers guy, dude. Like, what? I mean.
Teams submit a 26-man roster. It was 25 prior to 2020. Prior to each round of the postseason comprised of postseason-eligible players. The club may request permission, blah-de-blah-de-blah-de-blah-de-blah. Nowhere here does it say when it has to be submitted.
I got a text from Josh in Heartland saying tomorrow morning they finalize it. So if we're okay with that being our source. So he's saying it just like I said, I think it's tomorrow morning. He didn't like that. I said, I'm not positive. I think it's tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that's on me. I'm going to put that one on old T.
Well, that's a nice change
of pace.
It's
on me.
Truman.
You don't want to know why I'm putting it on me.
Because you should know better that we wouldn't have known. All right, that is our prize picks of the weekend or of Saturday or whatever it was. Presented by Prize Picks, it's good to be right.
It is good to be right, and I had a good weekend last weekend with football. I'm going to dabble with baseball. Jesse just went through a litany of different opportunities that the Brewers-Cubs series has. It's just fun to play, and it's also simple. More or less on at least two player stat projections. You can go Josh Allen. You can go Saquon. You can go Churio. You can go Yelich. You can go Freddie. You got all kinds of different fun options, all kinds of stats across it. Prize Picks makes it fun to play. And withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. Apple Pay, Venmo, and more. That's why millions of fans use America's number one daily fantasy sports app, and that, of course, is Prize Picks. So download the Prize Picks app. Use code WI. You get $50 in lineups after you play that first $5 lineup. Again, that's code WI for $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. I haven't checked. They threw that bone last week. I think Mahomes 0.5. I haven't checked if they got any. I'll start dabbling on that after the show. But I'll tell you this, Prize Picks, it's good
to be right. Also, Jesse, despite the ridicule that some were dispensing in his direction, is indeed right. Tomorrow, October 4th.
Tomorrow, what time?
I don't know what time.
In the morning. You're going to be on the radio. You won't see it anyway.
Our Steinhoffel sleepers of the series.
So sorry I asked a question. Jeez. My bad. I should never ask anyone questions on this show.
I mean, you and know, people,
Jason,
you know,
will say, why don't you ask me anything? And I ask questions, and you all tell me, well, I don't know. And that's the answers I get. You wonder why I don't ask any questions around here.
I couldn't concretely tell you tomorrow at 9 a.m. is when they announce the postseason roster. I'm pretty sure it's the
Jason,
morning of the first game.
Jason, would you admit, like, listen, man, we cover the Packers, you know, a big Badger football, Badger hoops. Jesse, would you say Jesse's our Brewers? Like, he goes to the games. His dad was an usher. Like, he does this pretty, am I crazy to say that? Or is that unfair?
I mean, only one of us has bounced a ceremonial first pitch and has a jersey with our name
and number on it. You're taking up for Jesse. I should know the deadline on when the Brewers set their 26-man roster. All right, that's fair.
Again,
That seems reasonable.
While that may be the case, we expect Jesse to be the most knowledgeable about the Brewers because he is the most invested, ardent, dyed-in-the-wool Brewers fan. So if you'd let me finish after I got my little zinger in there about your pitch.
Yeah, but you get,
Yep.
How'd volleyball do last night, Jesse? I know that's kind of...
Won their ninth straight match, haven't lost since August 31st, seventh ranked in the country. Mimi Collier's got double-digit kills in every match this season.
When do they have to set their rosters for the match?
Two-time Big Ten Player of the Week, National Player of the Week. Kelly Sheffield won his 600th career match last
Sunday. Sunday morning, I think. Hey, Sunday morning.
Our Steinhoffel sleepers of the series are next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
This space, we do our Steinhoffel sleepers of the week for the Packers game, but there is no Packers game. By the way, what there is the last weekend of the Steinhoffel's best brand sale, which is your chance to bring home incredible style, unbeatable comfort, and big savings for every room in your home. Take 10% off or take advantage of their 36-month 0% financing. And then get an extra 10% off. Design your living rooms, dining collections, cozy bedrooms, including special orders. Hurry in. The best brand sale ends Sunday at Steinhoffel's, Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader. But since we don't have a Packers game, Jesse has made the command decision to do our Steinhoffel's sleepers of the NLDS against the Chicago Cubs. Now, we're not counting this in the standings, right?
I don't know. Should we?
Let's see.
Check in with Tausch on Sunday after he has won it, and then I believe he'll say, yes, it should count.
The updated standings.
The question is, Jesse, would be if the 565 analytics crew, is it just Saturday's game, or is it the entire series, and then they give us a point after, because it'll be before the next Packer game, this thing will be over.
I envisioned us doing this as a Steinhoffel sleeper of the series. So for all 3 to 5 games, you pick a sleeper for the series, not just for Saturday's game.
Yeah, right. Okay, I think that's fair.
Okay, and who are the Brewers that are ineligible to be termed
really good
sleepers?
Freddie.
Jesse.
Freddie's off the list.
Churio. Yep.
Churio's off the list.
Yeah.
Contreras, I think, is off the list.
Yelich.
Let's take Yelich off the list. I'd say.
Okay. All right. So Freddy Peralta, four. Jackson Churio, Christian Yelich, and who was the fourth you said we're not allowing?
Freddy, Churio, Contreras, Yelich.
Contreras.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, Tausch. Not Whackus. Who are you taking?
Oh, boy.
Hey there, sleepyhead. Wakey, wakey.
Okay.
It's time for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week on Wilby and Tausch.
Man, this is tough because the easy play here would be to go Frelick or Terang, you know, one of the guys that's going to play every day. And if they have one big play, are you going to give it to him? But as Jesse was really well breaking down Vaughn and how that whole thing went, and I thought it was great. I don't even know if this guy's going to make the roster because we don't know when the roster's getting announced. Sounds like it could be anywhere from
tomorrow
now
morning
until 11 a.m. We don't know because we asked. Nobody knows.
They're going to announce it at the big house.
Yeah. Do I go Rhys Hoskins, because I think he's going to get some opportunities. To
now, that would be bold.
Big. But is he going to make the roster? I mean, I think.
Well, that's why it would be bold.
Oh, I don't know what to do here, Jell. I'm going to go Durbin. I'm going to go safe. I'm going to go Durbin. I think he's got that moxie. He's got moxie.
Like
and I
Matt
want
Flynn.
Moxie in my Steinhoffler.
Okay. Jesse?
I'm going to take a shot on my guy here. The season was exciting, and it escalated a number of times this year with winning streaks and players returning and new players being added. But there was nothing like Miz Mania when he made his debut against the Cardinals.
This is bold.
And as much as he struggled down the stretch, if Jacob Mizorowski can come in, let's assume it's game 3, but even if they need to go to him in one of the early games at home to be a stopgap in the middle of the game, and he is what he was in the middle of the season when he made his debut in that stretch of about a month, that could inject a life into the fans, into the team. I'm going to go with the Miz as my sleeper of the series, Jacob Mizorowski, coming up clutch, whether it's out of the pen, starting game 3, whenever they choose to go to him.
I love it. I love it. I think that's bold. That is bold, bold.
Not as bold as picking Hoskins and then him not making the roster.
Yeah, it's a risk I wasn't willing to take.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go Isaac Collins. Isaac Collins over Bowers.
Good pick.
It was between Jake Bowers and Isaac Collins. I'm going to go Isaac Collins. All right, those are our Steinhoffel sleepers of the series, which may or may not count in the standings and may or may not be decided until Game 3, Game 4, or Game 5 is finished. Game 5 would be a week from tomorrow. Is that correct?
It would be
we would
Saturday.
Go Saturday
I
to Saturday.
Saturday night, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's Saturday at some point. Yeah.
Which could get interesting with Wisconsin hosting Iowa at 6 p.m. at Camp Randall. than a potential 7 o'clock NLDS Game 5, but maybe it won't get there.
It's all the Red Sox fault. Tausch, hopefully you'll get updates while you're calling the game at the Big House, but I know that AmFam is a great partner of all of these different teams and, of course, of us as well.
It is a proud partner of Will D. and Tausch, American Family Insurance, and since 1927. They've been committed to make life better with outstanding home and auto protection. Also, you're free to go chase those World Series dreams. Go chase your dreams as well. So, insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance.
Jesse allegedly will draw this week's trivia winner. He will also play Woe Nelly. Next, it's Will D. and Tausch.
This is Will D. and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day.
To let it get away on the road. So, I'm looking forward to the first part of the Woe Nelly topics. Very much so, actually. But first, we have to draw this week's trivia winner before we can start.
Cousin Subs gift card on the line. A lot of chips in the helmet this week. And it's been a minute since I've done this. We've been on location a lot on Fridays for the last few weeks.
And you take a lot of days off.
I don't think I've taken any Fridays off.
That you haven't taken any Fridays off. That's great.
In the last 6 weeks, yeah. Congratulations, Bruce.
Bruce with a dub.
Bruce in Bayview, part of a double Wisconsin geography Wednesday
this week.
Wow, nicely
done, Bruce.
Big win, Bruce.
Big win for
Bruce.
It's
a good dub for Bruce, sir.
Bruce Suter.
We were talking in the office when I wrote
Bruce Bochy.
Is Bruce the strongest name that exists? We basically, no. We narrowed it down to like Bruce and Boris.
Bruce? No.
Bruce is just a strong name.
Bruce?
Yeah.
No.
I don't want to besmirch our trivia winner. Let's just move forward.
Hey, good win for Bruce. But yeah, Bruce is not even in the top 30 of tough. Like, dude, well, names?
Give me a tougher one. Name
Jocko.
One Jocko.
Yeah.
Jocko's not even.
Mark. Mark is a.
Jesse
Mark
with
is
an
a
I.
More masculine name. Come on.
Bruce
is
beating. Bruce is beating Mark in a fight.
Bruce Banya. Take Bruce Banya out of it. Who else you got?
Bruce
Who's
Willis?
Bruce wait a minute. Who is Bruce Banya?
Isn't that the Hulk?
No, that's Bruce Banner.
Okay, whatever.
Kenny Banya. Is Kenny tougher than Bruce? I don't know.
All right, Bruce Willis is a good one. I've left Bruce Willis out of there.
Who is the defensive
Jack.
Lineman? Bruce. There was a Bruce.
Jack would be
Jack
a tougher
is
one.
Definitely
like,
there's one.
There's just a ton. There's a ton.
The most masculine names.
Dave.
Apollo.
No, Dave.
Dave? No way.
Dave Winfield? There ain't anybody like Dave Winfield. Dave Winfield. Everybody loves Bo Jackson.
I like Max.
Dion.
If you're
Dave Winfield. Jesse, Dave Winfield was all conference in all three sports. He could have played professional football everywhere, and he'd kick your keister, and it'd take your girlfriend. That's what Dave Winfield
I'm not specifically asking you about Dave Winfield. I'm saying if you're sitting at a bar and you hear
Brock.
Brock is a good one. That's a good one. If you hear
Jack,
there's
Brock,
a bar fight going on outside, and it's Dave and Bruce, who do you think is going to win that fight? Bruce in a landslide.
I think
don't
Dave
know.
Kicks
now,
Bruce's
I'll give you, hey, I'll give you Bruno.
Ah,
Bruno makes
Bruce. Yeah, Bruno's good.
Yeah, right. Bruce is not Jesse. Where did you come up with that from?
That's a great
who
question.
Who told you that?
It was a conversation in our office when I
Cassius.
Wrote Bruce's name down. All right, now we're just naming boxers.
No, I'm just going through this list.
Emmanuel.
Hmm. No. Enzo.
Jesse. I would say Jesse Duke. Would kick Bruce's keister.
Duke.
Jesse. Yep. Jesse's not. Jesse with an I with a little heart on the to dot the I is not.
Yeah, but
N.
Jesse with an E would. Yeah, I don't get where you formed this hypothesis. Yeah, but
I could not be more disagreeable on this. Gotta lie. Cannot lie. Can we please? Well, I keep going through this list alphabetically.
Paul. Nice win, Bruce.
I think Paul.
No way.
Picks Bruce's keister. No, I do. Matthew is kicking Bruce's keister. Now, again, I don't know Bruce, our trivia winner. Again, congratulations, Bruce.
Can't wait till he sees you in your 65 Brewers jersey on Monday night. And
Bruce
clocks
just punches
you.
Me in the face.
That's good.
I just don't get where Jesse, like, where did this come from?
Yeah, I Rex.
Yeah, Rex is kicking Bruce. Yep.
No, I'm taking Bruce over Rex.
How about Bruce and Tom? Tom
Rocco.
And Bruce would be like a good battle. You said Jocko already.
No, Rocco.
R-O-C-C-O.
I'm going alphabetically.
Okay. All right. I don't know how we got on this topic, Jesse. I don't know where you hypothesized this. But
Bruce Nelson, suggested that Bruce was one of the toughest names around, and we had to set him straight. That's how we got there.
That is just patently absurd.
JJ in Poinette says Ron. Every Ron I know is a dog.
Is okay. Ron in the key a dog?
I don't think so.
Heck of a poker player, though. Stanley. Let's play Won't Ellie, please.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Won't Ellie!
On Wildy and Tausch.
Nico!
Paul. No way, Paul.
Giancarlo. Giancarlo.
Maverick.
These aren't even real names.
That's a real name. Maddox. Mankato.
Scott. Scott.
Scott.
Whoa, Nelly.
Jeff with a G is kicking a B. Bruce's with a B's keister, too.
Jameson.
Jeff with a G is going to be a good fight against Bruce. They're going to go a few rounds.
Braylon.
Hank.
Hank is good.
Hank is, too, yeah.
Are we going to... Should I even bother with anything else? Or
no,
gonna...
I want this
first
topic.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm kind of running out of
steam. I want this first topic. I want to hear it.
Whoa, Nelly!
First topic listed. Oh, my plan totally backfired for Monday, and I'm now off the show kind of for no reason thanks to the Brewers' 8 p.m. start. Yeah, so I'm off Monday. I'm off Monday. And
yeah.
I took the day off. Up North Joe and I were going to go to the game. I got Tier 1 Corey coming up with his dog Rufus this weekend. I thought, here's a great plan. I'm going to take Monday's show off.
Is that
off.
The Chicago dude that makes you drive to pick his dog?
That's my guy Corey. Yep, one of my two best men at my wedding.
And then you just drove to Chicago, but you couldn't drop your dog off with him.
Correct, yes.
All true.
Okay. Yeah. Would have been an inconvenience for us because he lives in downtown Chicago. We were only going to O'Hare at 4 in the morning, so it actually worked out quite well for us. Not an inconvenience at all. Yeah. So Corey's coming up. We got plans throughout the week. I thought, this is great. Instead, usually he takes off a Friday and comes up. I said, let's take Monday off. I'm going to the Brewers game. You can head back in the afternoon. I'll meet up with Joe. We'll go to the Brewers game. Nice little weekend. Well, now the 8 o'clock Brewers game... I've got Monday off, and I'm not going to undo that because Corey's
already... Why not?
Because Corey's coming up, and I don't want to ditch Corey and be like, I'm going to work instead at 8 in the morning. Sorry, buddy, you're on your own. Leave him with, you know, Becca at home and the two dogs. Like, that doesn't make any sense. So, we're just kind of in a spot
here. I have a
here.
Solution.
Oh, boy.
I have a solution.
I guess I'm open to ideas. Bruce.
I will come over and do the show from your house again.
Nope, that's good. We're good.
Whoa, Nelly!
Me, you, Bruce, Becca, and your
Jocko.
Tier 1 buddy that won't watch your dog. How fun of a show is that going to be?
I think we're all right.
That doesn't sound
all that fun. Yeah. I think we're good. Okay. Thanks all for right. the offer, though. Appreciate that.
Whoa, Nelly!
So, sorry, guys. I thought I really had this all
just trying to understand why you can't just
work. On the rest of... Just trying to alleviate some of the stress you're putting on the rest of your teammates at ESPN Madison. But I know that's...
Riley will do a great job filling in on Monday for no apparent reason.
It's not that we don't like having Riley do the show. I just... What? The schedule came out. Like, couldn't you have, like, had, like, a backup plan?
You can adjust.
Plan?
I'm sure they'd say, oh, yeah, Jesse, it'd be great to have you work.
But, so... In our life, yes, my buddy Corey works in a very different industry where he, you know, submits his vacation multiple weeks in advance and needs to have everything all planned out. And he's got Monday off where he's sticking around. I don't want to just ditch him at 8 a.m. to come in and do the show.
Hmm. You're a fascinating fella.
Whoa, Nelly!
I'm stuck here on what we want to do with the last 2 minutes of Wolf.
It's your segment.
It's your segment, dude.
The talking text line is just lighting up with strong masculine male names. There was this interesting article on ESPN.com. I didn't know this was like a thing.
You know, I'm not interested in this. Give us some of the names in the text line.
Whoa, I'm more interested in that.
I wouldn't mess with anyone named Rufus, says JJ and Poinette.
Yeah, Rufus is tough.
I don't disagree.
Carl with a K, not with a C.
Wait, do we think Carl with a K is tougher than Carl with a C?
I guess so, according to...
I think he might be right.
Josh
I think
in
I
Lake
agree.
Geneva, yeah.
Yeah, he may be right on that.
The K stands for crazy with a K.
No, that's funny.
Ivan...
Ivan for sure. Yeah. Uh-huh.
That is really true. You don't blank with an Ivan.
But like, okay, is Ivan Rodriguez not as tough as Ivan Rodriguez, right?
Yeah,
like Ivan the Terrible or Ivan the Terrible.
Brutus is not an actual name. That's just the Buckeye, right? Like, no one's actually named Brutus anywhere.
There's got to be some people named that.
Tom in North Carolina suggests Brutus, but I've never met anyone named Brutus. All right, that's it.
You did like two names. You said it was lighting up. You did two names. And then Brutus.
Russ or Russell from Jeff and Monroe. Russ or Russell.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I guess we are done.
Yep, that's it.
Whoa, Nelly!
Is anyone lighting up the talk and text line suggesting that it's preposterous that you're taking the day off?
No, I think they actually are probably encouraging such things because... Because
they like the show better
they
when
like
you're
it
not
when,
on.
They like it when Riley's around here.
Jesse.
Oh, Jell. Gotta love Jell. You also have gotta love the fact that this will be the second time I've told you about this. And again, the talk and text line... 844-770-3776 has been a key part of this. You can text the word travel to 844-770-3776 and get more information on our trip with Colette to England, Scotland, and Wales. We will be departing on July 5th. July 5th. Not only that, but one of our favorite places to eat is Buck and Honey's. And we're going to have the meet and greet event at Buck and Honey's. It's another bonus to this whole thing. But if you're interested, again, go to the website ESPNMilwaukeeTravel.com, ESPNMilwaukeeTravel.com, or just text TRAVEL to 844-770-3776, and you'll be able to get information on this. We're going to take in the charm of the countryside and the history of the great cities, standing before Big Ben in London. Then later, Jesse, how do I say this castle again?
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. So rich in history, it feels like stepping back in time. Along the way, we'll also explore some storybook villages of Chester and Shakespeare's Stratford-upon-Avon, places where every street seems to whisper a piece of history. There'll be a scenic train ride through the rolling green hills that'll lead us right into the medieval city of York. It's all part of this incredible journey from iconic landmarks to cozy villages, from bustling city streets to peaceful countryside views. We will experience the very best of Britain's history, culture, and beauty, and create memories that will last a lifetime. And I'll leave North America for the first time in my life. Again, 844-770-3776. Text the word travel or go to ESPNMilwaukeeTravel.com. We'll wrap up the week and the show with Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. We go to the inventor, Mark Tauscher. What do you got?
Yeah, I this happens every year, and I always mean to bring it up. And this happened, I think, a couple of weeks ago. But Tim Tebow does this unbelievable prom, red carpet, big event with kids that have special needs, Down syndrome, and other issues. And he gets right in there. He walks these kids down. He makes them feel – you watch the video of this, and it just melts you. He's got he walks the red carpet with these kids, and it is the biggest deal. They have all these people cheering him on, and it does it every year. And I just – man, I have to commend Tim Tebow for doing this year after year and making just a unbelievably special night for people that they really deserve it. So kudos to you, Tim Tebow.
That's it for us this week and for today. We'll be back on Monday getting ready for Game 2 of the NLDS. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.